Good morning, evening, and afternoon. Here from Loot News. Dun dun dun. Bonus episode. Unscripted. I don't know what more to say. Anyways, how we doing, ladies and gents? Welcome to a special, as you can probably tell from the intro music. It was a little bit different than what we're used to. Sip me a little bit of coffee. Well, this could be our first bonus episode. Unscripted number one. That's right. Number one. More to follow. And pretty much what we do on the bonus episodes is we talk about anything. Anything at all. Don't matter what it is, what the topic is. Maybe we'll share stories. Maybe we'll just talk. We'll touch on a few different things. First and foremost, we're going to talk about one in particular. Actually, before I start off, let's just hit it at this. I just started a brand new Facebook group page for loot newsiests out there. Yeah, that's a word. Check it. My name's under it. Anyways, it's called Loot News Podcast Junkies. Just put Loot News in the Facebook groups. It's right there. And you press the join button, and it will go through a bunch of... No, I'm just kidding. There's no... Just join it, and there. Boom, boom. You're there. Anyways, that's new. Of course, you can always... I'm going to redo. Loot News is a new visual. It's coming to Loot News website. I'm going to redo everything to it. Anyways, let's get down to it. I got a couple things to pick out here. It's off the top of my head. Okay. First and foremost, Call of Duty, Modern Warfare. Where do I begin with Call of Duty? It's dying. I don't care if people say, oh, that's the biggest thing in the world. It's dying. It's stale. I mean, I still like it. I still like Call of Duty. People like, you know, certain people out there listening right now who I play with, not Tank. Not saying I'm not going to play it again. I'm just stating that it kind of garbage right now, to be honest. It's just so stale, you know? I mean, we take away prestiges. That's ridiculous. Since the prestige was created, since it was ever created, until now, it's been abolished since November of 2019. It's ridiculous. Or I guess October. Came out early. But, it's ridiculous. That's what I gotta say about it. Take prestiges away. Sorry about that. Got a cold for the 15th time because of this great Ohio weather. Anyways, I'm just utterly confused what the idea was. Take away prestiges? For what? For what? What are you gonna take away prestiges for? What's that gonna do? You know what I'm saying? Like, you take away prestiges, and then they do it where you gotta do challenges for prestige emblems. The idea doesn't just sound stupid from a Call of Duty vet like myself. It is stupid. Ladies and gents, it's stupid. Period. It's just, I don't know. Oh, good God. They added the Battle Pass to it, and that's great. I mean, the Battle Pass is just, it's good, right? You know? But here's the problem. The grind is, I know you're not supposed to whiz through it. I know it'd be easier in their hands to purchase it, you know? Not just earn it, but the reward for each level, I mean, I don't know. It just doesn't entice me to want to rank up another Battle Pass level. Ooh, I got a rare. Ooh, I got a common blueprint. And that's another thing. I'm not trying to be negative Nancy on COD, but I'm calling how it is. So if they were amazing right now, then this would all be chipper. But let's start out with it. It's ridiculous. What's really ridiculous is the whole Battle Pass itself. It's not implemented correctly. the blueprint, yeah, it's great. But, like, I don't understand it. If you recall back to Advanced Warfare, the start of a revolution of garbage jetpacks, they had, you can get different weapons, different tiers, but it felt like it. You know, like an epic or a rare would really feel like an epic or a rare because it would have a modification to it that you couldn't do yourself. And it would only be accustomed to that, rarity. Here, they're like, oh, this right here, this is a legendary AK-47. All that you got to do is look at the attachments on it, put it on yourself. I mean, it doesn't say the name of the legendary AK. May not have a couple graffiti marks on the gun, but it's essentially the exact same gun. The blueprint's a flop, I think, personally. It's just, I don't know. I love Call of Duty, but I mean, it used to be back in the day, it was Call of Duty and Battlefield. I remember when I grew up. Call of Duty versus Battlefield, man. They was fighting each other always. Then Battlefield, I mean, we don't know. What are we on? We back in World War I days. We had Civil War days. Who knows? You know, Battlefield's dead. But COD is on its way. Of course, we got a new Treyarch one coming up this year. But, I mean, I don't know. It just feels stale. There's not much to do. It's an easy burnout. I mean, you went to 150. I went to 150 in the very beginning before the Battle Pass, which was boring because I was getting nothing but a nasty-looking emblem. Looks like a, you know, lowrider golden spinner rim. Dumb. But, and then it goes to, you know, the Battle Pass releases. I just expected more. I mean, they hit it by with that little side smack here with the biggest free update ever. Please. I knew there was strings attached. But they may not have loot boxes, but they're making the money through the store, regardless. Through microtransactions, of course. But with that said, enough of that. I mean, the positive is it's the best COD I've seen in a long time. Boots on the ground, legit boots on the ground. No jetpacking, no minimal jetpacking. No wall running, you know. No wall running like a Jedi. It is good. Don't get me wrong. I'm just saying it is a good one. It's just played as a franchise so long, and seeing where they came from with minimal technology, and seeing where they're heading now with a lot more technology, but have caused the confusion, complications, the dead, the staleness. They've created that on their own. They need to add some more esports. I did like the 2v2 esports bracket that you could do without having to, you know, sign up and, you know, pay $5,000 entry fee for a team that you don't have. This is really fun. But with that said, we do have some games to look forward to. One of the games I'm looking forward to, because I'm a nerd, League of Legends, will be coming to Xbox, which a lot of people's like, oh, it's going to be dumb. And no, here's the thing. I mean, look at Smite. Smite was a PC game. Came to Xbox, and they had their own actual console esports series for Smite. I see it being no different on League of Legends on the Xbox. But that's just me talking. But moving right along here. Fortnite. I've not played very much of Fortnite here lately. It's funny, I knock on Fortnite because the audience. And I may knock on it and stuff. But when the truth comes out, their marketing, they're addicted, you know, it's addicting, their lastivity of it, all that. It's super genius. Super genius. You know, it's not stale. It's always something different. Anyways there, which I think chapter 1, season 3, I mean, me and Tank, which you might be able to meet circumstantially, but we may do a podcast Saturday, this Saturday. We may do that. Shoot, we may do that that evening. Be the first ever co-host from beginning to end. So that should be pretty interesting. Cause I know you all love just listening to me ramble on. Okay, moving right. Oh, side note for you. Remember, this is all unscripted, so there's no definite direction. Okay, that's part of the mystery of the bonus episodes. You don't know what you'll get. But, now look, I'm 29 years of age, about to turn 30 in April, okay? I know it's about right now, there's people, you or somebody, you're driving right now, or you're about to go to sleep, whatever, but your mind's about to blow up, okay? You ready for this? I have never seen Star Wars of any kind, ever. That I can recall in my mind of what happened. I know. It's all right. Get back on the road. Focus. Get to your job. Tell all your friends you know somebody's never seen it. But with that said, here shoot, what has it been? Probably the last, probably a couple weeks after, nah, probably about 2 or 3 weeks after, nah, 2 weeks, probably, give or take, after Rise of Skywalker. I said, that's enough. I'm done. I like to see what it's about. I mean, I've watched a lot of movies in my lifetime. Why not? So, I was like, yeah, I'll get around to it. Because, you know, this whole chronological order, right, way to watch it, that all detoured me from wanting to watch it. So, I was like, eh, I don't know. So, I'm flipping through the kids. I want to watch Disney Plus, or whatever it's called. I think it's Disney Plus. Anyways, so I'm flipping through there, going to find out Moana, or whatever they want to watch. And I look down, and it just dawned on me, of course. I was like, there's the Star Wars. And it's all in, you know, chronological order. And I was like, you know, Destiny. So I was like, oh, okay, give it a shot. So somehow or another, now look, dude, I'm the tech savvy guy. I'm the geeky dude, the geeky husband. That's me. Somehow or another, my wife, who's not watched like any movies, or, well, I mean, she's watched movies, but we never ever really agree on the same movie, because I've seen a lot different ones than she has. A lot more, but, you know, I figured, hey, you know, you want to watch Star Wars. She's, like, seen every one of them at some point in her life, which absolutely blows my mind. Not that a female watches Star Wars, it's just, anyways. So we decided we're going to start over and watch them, or she will, and I'm going to watch them, because she watched them when she was way younger. So we just started with episode one, so we, you know, watched Phantom Menace, and then episode two, you know, we watched Attack of the Clones, and then third one, of course, Revenge of the Sith, and then we was going to go straight to, because this show goes straight to The New Hope, episode four, but you know, I had a little bit of ad lib air from both my brother-in-laws, and they're like, no, dude, before you watch New Hope, you gotta watch the Rogue One, or Rogue One. Watch that. Then watch New Hope. And I've got no room to be skeptical of their decisions, because I've never seen them. So I'm glad I took consideration what they both said, because, for one, Rogue One is like, I want to watch it again. Like, I loved it, personally. But, you know, it really opens the scenery up for New Hope. So that was pretty decent. And then, like I said, we're halfway through New Hope now. And just to show you all, and you're like, oh, he's never seen Star Wars. Let me blow your mind one more time. What could possibly blow your mind more so than me telling you that I never ever seen Star Wars? Ready for this? Was getting ready to watch Phantom Menace. Getting ready to watch it. And it's not that my wife tried to run stuff for me, but she realized even people who don't know anything about Star Wars knows what she's about to say. So we started watching Phantom Menace, and there's little Anakin. Just little Anakin. And then my wife says something, you know, you know, you can't believe that, you know, he's going to grow up to be evil, or, you know, or he becomes Vader or something to that effect. And talk about mind blown. That's right, ladies and gents. I never knew Anakin was Darth Vader. Never knew it. Never. And just to, trust me, your minds, I know you're probably swerving all over the road if you're driving, because you just can't believe someone doesn't know that. I'm not done yet. My mind was blown when she said that. And then it got just like destroyed whenever she told me. I mean, it all happened at once. She didn't know I didn't know. It just kind of all came out once. But I didn't know Leia and Luke were brother and sister. I didn't know that was Anakin's twins, or, you know, kids. I didn't know that was, you know, I mean, I didn't know the connection between Luke and Anakin, father and son. Yeah. Yeah, I know. Like I said, get back on the road. Stop swerving. Pay attention to traffic. I know it's mind-boggling. You ever just drank coffee and was hoping it would kick in, and it just don't? And you realize how much of a tolerance you might have to caffeine? Okay, let's get into some sports. I don't really got much to say about sports. I'm a little bitter. I'm a, and it's weird. I get this all the time. I'm from Ohio. I'm like, should be a Bengals fan. I can't help it. I'm not. Just never was. Thanks, Pops. I'm born and raised, not born in, but just born and raised, a New York Jets fan. It is what it is. With that said, I mean, well, I think we went 7-9 this year, I'm pretty sure. Something to that effect. 7-9, I believe. I think it's 7-9. Anyways, you know, just like every true football fan out there, each year you're like, dun-na-na, dun-na-na, this is the year that we're going to go all the way, way. And it's funny how much you believe it. You're like, we're going to go, man. We got this. We're going to go. And then, like, you don't make it to even the playoffs, like the Jets. You don't make it to the playoffs. But then you're like, oh, my gosh. That's all right. Next year, we're going to make it. We're going to go all the way, 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 way. It's funny how that works out. You always think you're going to go ahead. But you know what? You know what? Being a Jets fan, there's one team in particular that I'm kind of happy that's not going to go. New England Patriots. Little Tommy. I know it sounds better. And don't get me wrong, dude, I used to hate, you know, dislike with passion, some people would say. But I used to despise Tom Brady. But, you know, I don't know if just the older I got. But, you know, I've gotten to a point where I've kind of, appreciated his talent. I mean, he's a good quarterback. You know, regardless of what I thought about him, still dislike him to a degree just because of the jersey he wears and the division. But, and it goes with Belichick, too. I say crap all the time, you know, out of anger for both of them. But, come on. I mean, they're good. It's talent. And that goes with Roethlisberger. Still can't stand him. You know, misshapen, ugly, tall, ugly. But regardless, the dude is good. The dude's good. Was good. He's a veteran. He's a franchise veteran quarterback. It's just the way it is. But the biggest question, I guess, is circling around. For one, Tom Brady sold his house. I'm sure the dude owns more than one. I don't know. But sold his house. And there's a lot of rumors going around, which is you know, it circled last year too. But a lot of rumors going around that Brady's, you know, going to retire. And used to, I was like, oh my gosh, I cannot wait till Tom Brady retires. Then the Jets might have a chance. Yeah, well, I think we all, if you're a football fan, I think remember the controversy one year of the Deflate Gate, and old Tommy was out. I thought to myself, oh, Tommy boy's out. Let's see your Patriots now. Yeah, it didn't affect anything. They may not have been as good, but they're just as good. Good enough. So they're just going to be a team that's really smart with picks, with everything in that realm of getting someone in place of another that won't let the team down and do well. And they're good. I mean, I don't know how good they're going to be that Belichick, though. That's the only thing that I would think about. Belichick's he's a smart guy. He is a smart guy. But the Jets, where do I begin with the Jets? I mean, I don't even know where to begin, to be honest. For every Jets fan out there, I feel your pain. I mean, Todd Bowles, head coach. And, you know, he played for the Redskins. He topped beside John Madden. I thought, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's like Kool-Aid Man. Oh, I dearly mistaken. That was treacherous, what, 5 or 6 seasons? But I'm curious about these hometown Bengals. Not trying to rub in by wrong. But I'm just curious where this is heading. You know, I mean, next year we'll... The coach, you know, has he learned anything other than to celebrate and tell people, you know, that you're gonna be a franchise team or you're gonna be a Super Bowl contending team next year? You know, it's like sticking your foot in your mouth. I mean, more than that. I mean, heck, even we had Rex Ryan, who makes fake promises. My biggest thing probably at this point, is yeah, my biggest thing at this point now is probably gonna be, I mean, this is my funnest times for football, is watching, this go down here. I love the postseason. I do. I do. I just love it. I'm looking at these playoff. Oh, it's funny, man. People's predictions. Some of the people they thought was gonna win or lose or, but here. Okay, you guys ready for this? You guys ready? I'm making the first prediction right now. You have heard it here, ladies and gents. You ready? Everybody ready for this? I predicted it first. The playoff, the Super Bowl, shall I say, the Super Bowl in Hard Rock Stadium, Miami Gardens, Florida, Sunday, February 2nd, will be the Baltimore Ravens versus the San Francisco 49ers. I call it. I already called it. I already called it. You know what? Here, I'll run some more on you real quick here. Ready for this? Here we go. This Sunday and Saturday, divisional games. I am calling Ravens over Titans, 49ers over Vikings. I'm going to call out Seahawks over Packers. And I'm calling Chiefs over Texans. And I'm calling Ravens over Chiefs, 49ers over Seahawks. Which will be the Super Bowl, Baltimore Ravens versus San Francisco 49ers. There you go. Huh? Ain't that all I got? So when this happens, we'll find out. We'll come back to it. After this weekend coming up, after the 11th and 12th, we will see next bonus episode. I'm gonna rub it in y'all's faces. Okay, well, moving on to sports there. Yeah, that's all I got for sports, really. My predictions, it's pretty decent. But with that said, we're gonna talk about something else. Something that we have not talked about yet. Dun, dun, dun. Dun, dun. You know what it's gonna be about? You ready? I got one for you. We're back on the gaming track just real quick here, okay? Holiday 2020. The Xbox One X Series. Don't do it. Just don't do it. I'll tell you a story. Huh? I'll tell you a story. I got an Xbox One right now. That's it. I had an Xbox One X. And it's like a computer. It has liquid cooling inside. Liquid cooling works best when it cools. When the liquid cools. But it must not done what it's supposed to do. It started jacking up. I don't know if y'all remember the 360 days of Red Ring. It wasn't that bad. I mean, it still worked. But several times, I mean, it's fully ventilated. And it's still just like, it'll shut off and say, overheating. I don't know. That brings me to the other thing. The digital world. Now, don't get me wrong. I mean, I'm all about the digital. Compared to what I used to be. Back in the 360 days, you just grab a disc. Buy a disc, go to Walmart, get a disc. About 7 or 8 gigabytes big. But, the new console supports up to 8K. Yo, bro, I can't, I, come on, I'm still waiting for 4K to go on sale. And 8K's gotta be supported. We got 1 terabyte in the Xbox One X, okay? 1 terabyte, and you're like, oh my goodness, that's double the size of the Xbox. Wow, that's crazy. Here's the thing though. Think about it. 360 days, I think they were like, what was that, like 256 megabyte? Or megabyte. 250 gig, I believe, was the big ones. 250 gig, I believe, is the hard drives on those white ones. Not the black elites. Anyways, and the games were like 8 gig a piece, man. But now, a little mind blowing here for you. The new Modern Warfare, to download the whole thing. And all, that campaign one campaign. Just to download all the content for Modern Warfare. Is, I believe, 160 something, 61, 60 flat gigabytes big. Come on, man. And with the higher technology, the better resolution, yada yada, these games are gonna get bigger. I mean, these updates. Oh, give me a second, I'll be right back online. I gotta update my console. What's the update? You're looking anywhere between 11 and 25 gigabytes update. And it's not the speed part I'm talking about. It's not like, oh, we can't have good internet. It's 2020. It could happen. It's not the internet part as much as it's the... I'm not stupid. Here's where they get you guys. Y'all need to listen. Don't be suckered by the man. Don't be suckered. Here's where they get you. You ready for this? Okay, we'll go to Xbox One X. 1 terabyte. Oh my gosh, that's double. 1 terabyte of hard drive. Your games are like 140 to 170. Okay? That's how big they are. Maybe not at first. For instance, I remember when Fortnite was like, oh shoot. I remember it was like 14 gigs, 15 gigs when it first came out. Now it's like 60 or 70 gig big. But anyways, here's the thing. They raise over time, games in general, updates, whatever. You're going to run out of room. That 1 terabyte, it's going to run out. Just so happens, just in case that you would run out, Microsoft was so generous to think about you ahead of time that they produced an external hard drive for like, it was like $89.99. Yeah. Yeah, they got your back. They got your back for some more money. That's where they're going to get you. That, and then, you know, the new one. Let's just say they double terabyte it, you know. The new Xbox One X series. Double terabyte. Which, by the way, I wish I was, I'm not a very creative artist. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not that good of an artist. I barely draw stick people. But with that said, I can guarantee you that I could have created the Xbox One X with ease. The thing is a square. I mean, they're really living up to the box part of the X. It's square. It looks exactly like a tower. I mean, you couldn't even, you know, give it a little fade of a green to a black or metallic or something. Just a black box. Anyways, besides the grade school design, whatever the hard drive is, I promise you, it won't be enough. I promise. It will not be enough. Especially if you're a fanatic, you know, you download games a lot, whatever. It won't be enough. You'll wind up having to get an external hard drive. It's all part of the game. Make money from every aspect, not just some. You know? It's like going down a street. They make money off the main road, but they want the back roads and the side roads too. Come on, man. Mm-mm-mm. I ain't gonna fall in that trap. But anyways, that's my little... And of course, the PS5's coming out. I think they're all just... They're all really smart. It's really what it all boils down to. But I love it. We all do. If you're a gamer, you can't help it. But with that said, and we'll only get better over time, this will conclude our unscripted bonus episode where we just get to talk. Forget the topics. Forget the controversy. It's just talk. Let's just talk random. Get to know one another. And I do appreciate everybody who listens. Takes time out of their day to look at this crazy bearded man talk about random stuff in a studio. In quotations. You'll get the joke sooner or later. I'll post the Instagram photo. Nah, I probably won't. But anyways, been a real joy though, just kind of just throwing stuff out there, making some predictions, you know, having a little bit of fun. But it has been real. Remember, on Facebook, go on Facebook groups, just put Loot News, LEWT. My podcast name, but Loot News. It'll pop up Loot News Podcast Junkies. Join it. There's no prereqs. Just join it. I'll send you what's up. How you doing? That's probably the ultimate spot aside of signing up on lootnews.com, you know, for emails. Like, for instance, you stumbled upon this, but people on the list, they just been notified. Whoa, what is this? Today's not Monday. It's a bonus episode. That's what I'm talking about. Every now and then we try stuff a little bit different, you know? But if you have looked at lootnews.com and you go back to it and you're like, whoa, this is really different and weird. I have changed things up. Okay? Redesigning phase. So, with that said, I do post a lot of things on the Facebook group. So you definitely join that. You know, follow my socials, lootnews.com. You know, Loot News, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all of it's ending with Loot News. LEWTNEWS. It's my podcast name. pushed together. And, yeah, you know, I don't care if you do on Twitter, message me, I don't care if it's on Facebook. Throw an idea out, you know, throw a topic out you want to make an episode of, you want to hear me talk about. You know, definitely user feedback. And again, this is, probably never mentioned it today, this is and will always be the future of Loot News, which is an ad-free podcast through and throughout. You can always, if you feel inclined to, never required, patreon.com, patreon.com/lootnews, my podcast Crushed, and then you can always donate that way. But for this month, until February, anybody that donates toward me or, you know, supports, that money will not be collected and put toward, you know, improvements for the podcast, but will go to Australian Red Cross for the wildfires. So, just a side note, but it has been a great pleasure talking to you all about just random stuff for once. So, anyways, you guys and gals, be safe. Have a good rest of your commute or your morning, your afternoon after lunch, or your evening before you go to sleep. Y'all remember to be safe, return back to the house the way you left it in one piece. And you guys take it easy until next time. Later, y'all. We'll be right back.